And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Mr. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial and Jim Holden from Friends of Rollo. We've got a lot to talk about and kind of a different twist to our show today. So you stay tuned to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. It's going to be a fun show today,
man. It is. And if you want to see what it looks like in the studio right now, check out our Instagram, Hookup 1090. If you're not on our Instagram right now, if you haven't liked, is it like on Instagram?
Yeah, you like.
Yeah, you like on Instagram. Like us on Instagram, Hookup 1090. And you can see Mr. Jim Holden and Rick Jensen. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, boys.
Good morning, morning.
Great to have you. Great to have you. And Rick, Sport Fishing Financial, you've been on the show many times with us, and your new concept is on a roll here. I like it. You take people fishing, you hang out with fishermen, and then you help them with their finances. It's a cool idea, and it's working.
Absolutely. We've brought a few fishermen on board this year. We've fished with plenty of people. We've got a couple new companies doing their qualified plans with us, and a couple different guys with their personal IRAs, and we talk business while we're out fishing. It's the best office I can think of.
Yeah,
that's right.
There's no question about that. Now, keep in mind though that Rick is a hardcore angler, just
straight
like
up.
Us, you know, and you have traveled extensively in the Baja, in all kinds of places, both by car and by plane and by boat and everywhere, right?
Yeah, Baja is typically 50 to 60 days a year. The last few years we spent
50 to 60 days a year.
We have done
your whole family, your kids and your wife and everybody, right?
And even a couple trips with you this year. We saw both of you guys down there, and we plan next year to be part of the tournaments again.
Yeah.
Maybe take on a sponsorship role there. But my favorite thing to do is to take off in late August or I'm sorry, early August before the kids have to be at school and just get in the truck and go where the diving, the fishing, or the surfing is best, and just bounce around and enjoy Baja, the people, and all the different regions and climates there. I mean, people look at Baja and think of one certain place, and you can drive 50 miles and have a different water temperature from one side to the next of, 60 degrees one side, 80 degrees the next side.
How true is that?
And be cooking at night and not be able to sleep on the Sea of Cortez and then have a jacket on over at San Quintin the next day.
Straight across. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Yeah. What are some of your favorite places in Baja?
You know, for a quick run, I have always loved San Quintin. It's got such a variety, and it's got the close yellowtail. Last year, this time, Thanksgiving, we were over at Punta Final near Gonzaga Bay, which is one of my favorite places as well. And the fishing was a bit slow, and we decided to roll over to San Quintin. And it's always the stop that we know we're going to get fish, like Bay of L.A. But in this particular instance, we rolled over to San Quintin and pulled out of the harbor and saw some birds diving where we usually catch sea bass, dropped a couple plugs back, and started our morning with two bluefin tuna on Thanksgiving Day.
Sweet.
That's rad.
That's pretty nice. So what about driving and safety in Baja?
Any reserves
about that?
Well, we've had enough experience there where we've gone through tires like crazy. There's a tire store everywhere. Tires are going to go. I mean,
Part of it.
Yeah, I'm not a salesman for BF Goodrich, but that's the only tire I run on my truck, and we still get flats with those. I've got an alternator in my truck that's from Baja, you know, and stopping and getting the truck worked on. If you're not in a solid car that you know you can count on, don't bother. And if you are, plan on maybe being able to be self-sufficient or get into a place to have something done with the car. The safety, I don't drive anymore at night. I kind of time things around where I stop. I know a place where it's $50 a night every 50 miles, and depending on what happens, we're real flexible with that.
Flexibility seems like such an important thing when you're doing a trip like that in Mexico.
Yeah, it's like boating. You know, my favorite saying in boating is you either have to have a lot of time or a lot of money. You know, you don't know what's going to happen, and if you get stuck at an island or you pull behind this place to rest or you have something break down, you need the time or the money. So I hide some money in the car. I bring cash. I play with credit cards whenever I can. But no, in the car, just a couple simple common sense approaches has been good for us. Our dog's even been worked on down there by a vet.
Do you utilize any of the clubs like Discover Baja or Vagabundos or anything like that?
I have looked at the resources for both, and I am a member of Vagabundos. They've always been easy to get the licenses and the permits and insurances, and that's through them. So
yeah,
that's cool.
And trip planning and things like that.
Yeah, I did in the beginning.
You had to get experience.
Yeah, that, right? I started with some friends that have been down there for a few generations, just, you know, recently doing more and more of this stuff. But anybody who hasn't looked at Gene Kira's book, the original book on Baja, that's such a great resource. It's got everything you need.
Yeah, in Gene Kira's book.
Yeah, what is that called? Do you know The Catch? The Baja
Catch? The Baja Catch.
Yeah, that's the name of it.
I'm, like, totally intrigued by the whole thing, too. And it's something that I haven't done that I want to do more of because it's such a different world and such rad adventure. And a spot like San Quintin, it's not that far away. You know, I mean, you would just...
What is it, 4.5 hours, you 5 hours?
Yeah, right.
You wouldn't think about driving that way to the north. You know, I mean, it takes that long to get to L.A. from San Diego, darn near. But you go to the south, and you're in another world and a rad adventure and rad fishing, and, you know, you get a couple buddies together and just go make it happen. And I think that's such a rad experience, and that's something that I definitely want to do more of. You know, I mean, I've never done it. I've never loaded up my truck and I don't think I've ever driven, you know, really much past San Felipe.
Yeah.
You know? I've been all over Baja, but never on the rad road trip like that. And that's the things I want to do. I definitely want to hear more about it in the show. I really like that idea.
Yeah, and you're the age, man. You got to
need to agree, man. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, because, I mean, that's when I did a lot of that.
Yeah.
But it was surf trips.
Sure.
You know, it wasn't necessarily a fishing trip. It was a surfing trip. And certainly could combine both. Or
totally
fishing
can.
Is just amazing down there. You know, one interesting thing about safety is I was in Costa Rica this past week, and we rented a car from Dollar, and, you know, very nice. And Costa Rica is like a friendly, nice, you can drink the water, eat the food, and very friendly. So when you are signing out the car, they make you read this thing. And one of the things in the thing that you read that you have to sign says, if somebody punctures your tires, don't stop, keep going. I guess they have a lot of car theft there.
Really?
And guys run around and puncture tires, and then you stop and you get out and they steal your car. They said, just keep going, we'll pay for the tire and we'll pay for the tread and everything,
that's
but
amazing.
Just don't stop, keep going. My point of that is, here is a country that's, you know, I mean, 90% educated. I mean, it's
sure.
a very, very, for a third world country, it's considered one of the finest. But they still have a lot of crime.
Yeah.
And I don't care whether you're in the United States here, or you're in Baja, California, or you're in beautiful Costa Rica. It happens. It exists.
Yeah, when I took my first trip to Costa Rica, it was on our honeymoon 32 years ago now.
Congratulations.
I'm sorry, 22 years ago. And we went into San Jose, and I saw a switchblade for sale on every corner, so I figured I needed to get one. You know, I didn't really feel that safe in San Jose. And back to the issues about Baja and local Baja, I time it to where we leave in the dark, and we're really past Ensenada, and there's almost like another border there, and then you're
sure.
in another world.
Then you're in Mexico.
And then you're away from the border issues and the border culture, and
right.
then you really don't see anybody that cares about anything other than their own livelihood and
yeah.
then what they're doing, and it's an easy place to integrate.
It's a totally different world. Yeah, the real Mexico.
And then you don't see anything again until you get to, it used to be Cabo San Lucas, but now maybe Todos Santos.
Yeah.
You know, then you start to see, obviously, Laredo and Bay of L.A. have their little cities, but
yeah.
there's just a lot of open area that's open to explore. And from the surfing side, it's a lot of work to get to, and for that reason, it is what it is, and it is uncrowded and great. But surfing Scorpion Bay on our coast here, there's not many waves like that in the world.
Yeah,
it's really something.
Yeah, that's world-class
awesome.
Stuff. So a lot more to talk about sports. So before we get to Jim, explain what you do at Sport Fishing Financial. What do you do? How do you do it? What's your kind of your deal on that?
Well, yeah, I'm an investment advisor. I've been doing that for 25 years, since as long as I've been married, I guess. And we've been marketing through partners of mine and working just with amongst businesses and different individuals with retirement accounts or trust accounts. A lot of it's involved in charitable planning as well, and that's where we're starting to see where we can help do some work with Rollo. But my partner that I've been working with, he and I he's older and kind of moving in a different direction, and I'm thinking about working with people that I want to be around as I come to the last 10 or 15 years that I'll be working. And as I'm working now, it's just with sport fishermen, and that's where I'm marketing. I'm at the Fred Hall Show, and my clients and some of the partners I work with are involved in sport fishing, some of the service partners that I fish with or use their boats, so I'm focusing on the sport fishing community to offer investment planning services, much like somebody who golfs to entertain their clients. We do it out on boats, and we're going to continue to be supporting the sport fishing community any way we can. So
yeah, I think it's a great concept, because there's a lot of people in the fishing. Rick, do you have somebody that watches your finances?
Yeah, not in any way, not whatsoever.
And there's
you know?
A lot of people like that. When I was young, I was fortunate enough to find a great guy who's become a great friend called West Coast Financial. He's up in Santa Barbara. And I started with him when I was 20 years old. I had like $500 in the bank, right? I had no money. And over the years, I'm 60 years old now. This guy has helped me.
That's awesome.
You know, take what I earn and make better on it.
Because
that's what he does.
Yeah.
It's like you sell fishing tackle. Rick teaches people
exactly.
how to make money.
And you're busy doing radio show. I'm
right.
busy selling fishing
right.
tackle. And, you know, somebody else is busy being a carpenter and somebody else, and you know, that's what we do. We're busy, you know, raising families and houses and working, and you know, you don't have the time to put towards making sure all of your money's going to the best possible things.
Yeah.
And Rick does.
That's what you do.
And like the analogy of what everybody does, I mean, I've been fishing here. My son's fourth generation fishing here. We like to think that we have a good time and learn some things over the year, but time is so valuable, and I think I know what I don't know. And if I walk in and talk to Rick at the tackle store, it might save me a lot of time and money, and I'll learn things and buy what I really need rather than what I have used in the past or think works.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Same thing with your
finances
your
are
money,
evolving,
sure.
And it's changing, and there's a lot of things, especially in the business 401k world where even the government's involved in trying to cut back on expenses and disclosing these type of things that are dragging a the returns down. So
yeah,
getting into something that's more popular, more modified and newer
you get the proper guidance. Well, let's go live to Captain Frank Lopresti on the Royal Polaris. Good morning, Frank.
How you doing, Pete?
Hey, we're doing terrific, Frank. I know you're on the Davis Boats trip right now, kind of coming, probably on your way home by now, right?
Yeah, we are, Pete. But, you know, I kind of listened to the last couple of minutes there. It seems to me like all Rick Maxa has time to do is troll at the Coronado Islands, over.
Well, that's why he needs a financial advisor,
exactly.
Don't you think, Frank?
Oh, my God. It sounds like between him and Brandon, they've been getting a little bit of skin, okay?
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, nobody else can get him, but they can get him for sure. They've had him.
Right.
I understand you've caught a little skin down there, too.
Harold, we did not have a great trip as far. I mean, sorry, I'm so used to talking to Harold Davis.
Yelling at Harold Davis.
We didn't have a great trip by any means. We ended up with 114 wahoo, 209 tuna. A lot of our tuna is 30 to 40 pounds. I don't know how many over 100 we have. I'm going to say 25 over 100, only two over 200, largest being 278, caught by a gentleman that had never caught a fish over 60 pounds. So he did a tremendous job. But anyhow, mainly we had a wonderful group of people that Harold kind of spearheads, as you well know. Harold organizes so many wonderful prizes, and as you well know, Harold's a great charter master. It's just a wonderful, wonderful group of people on the boat, and they did the best they could with what we had to deal with. We had to deal with quite a bit of breeze, and, you know, at Hurricane Bank, the fish were of decent size. We'll catch like 7-8 in the dark, and then maybe one or two during the day, and then about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we'd get a shot for maybe 10, 12, 14 more. And, then that fell apart, and we went up to Clarion, and Clarion, we had our problems there, but we did scratch fish. So, all in all, the people are, extremely happy, and we're coming home, we're trying to beat this weather that's coming up tonight. And that's our report, Pete. It isn't one of those banner trips, but this group has had a very good time.
Well, good thing is you can blame it on Harold for the slow fishing, right?
Sure.
Well, he says that, you know, he would have caught a lot more fish if somebody would have lent him a reel that worked better. Over.
Oh, come on now. I loaned him my Tanaka 50.
Your reel was terrible.
Oh, it needs some service, huh? Maybe I caught too many big fish on it or something. I don't know. But anyway.
Harold did catch a 201. So.
A hey, 201.
All right, Harold.
I mean, hopefully it was on
my rainbow runner, believe it or not.
On a rainbow runner, I'll be darned. Well, congratulations
to
Harold.
Yes, on a rainbow runner.
I just can't figure out.
But anyhow, we have, like I said, it's been tough fishing. The guys that are down there now are maybe stretching just a little better. I think maybe with a new moon, things might shape up a little better. But anyhow, it's right now it's challenging fishing. You're still catching fish. You just have to work at it, okay?
Roger. Hey, so, Frank, when are you back in San Diego? I know you're turning around on Tuesday. When do you come back on the Royal Polaris?
We come back Tuesday morning. We leave Tuesday morning. Over.
Roger. Okay. I know Brandon from the tackle store is going with the guys on the next trip and going to be a good one. So anyway, any spots available if somebody wants to go fishing, try and catch some big ones?
I believe there is one spot available on the next trip. Okay.
All right. Call Lopresti Sport Fishing. Check out RoyalPolaris.com. And Frank, safe travel on the way up, and thank you for the report.
Right. The other thing I want to mention is on our Accurate trip, February the 8th, that's an 18-day, 15-day fly home. There is one opening on that also. So anybody wants to jump on that, there's an opening there.
Oh, go fishing with Rick. Go fishing with you and Jack, which rarely there's a spot open on that. So jump on that.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. You guys have a good show.
All right. Thanks, Captain Frank Lopresti, calling us live from the Royal Polaris.
Bye.
And I appreciate that very much. You know, fish, it's fishing, you know. Sometimes it turns around, but it looked like it started to turn around right as they were kind of getting out of there.
Yeah.
Better weather, better fishing, and certainly the light switch can come on at any moment.
It certainly can, and it's so easy to, you know, it was slow. So it's still, when you look at the stat, I mean, 209 tuna, 114 wahoo. I mean, that's still...
That's a lot of fish.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Absolutely.
Only two over 200. Remember the days when that was... That was considered.
That was
really
the benchmark.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was the benchmark.
Got one. So I'm with you.
I guess we're all spoiled.
Clearly, a boat like the Royal Polaris, you know, you get used to how they go over the top, over and over and over, and then when they have an average one, it's easy to think that it was slow. But hey, man, that's a great score. And I mean, it's the cliche thing, we say it all the time, but it's the truth. Like, the fishing is the fun, the catching is the bonus. And
that's right.
You on a boat like that, you're gonna have good laughs, amazing food, killer crew, and let's face it. 200 tuna, 115 wild, you're going to catch plenty of fish, too.
Pretty good fishing.
You know, when you get one of those banner trips, it's just that much better.
You got it. Yeah, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you. A lot to talk about. We're going to get to Jim real soon here, and just having a good time. Here.
So much going on today. Lots of fun, lots to talk about. We haven't even scratched the surface of all the Friends of Rollo fun we're going to be talking today. All kinds of good. If you want to join us this morning, it's going to be a very fun show, and we'd love to hear from you. Two ways you can reach us this morning, and first is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local line. Or you can reach us toll-free, that toll-free number, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be talking fishing, talking fun, talking Friends of Rollo, talking finances, talking fishing, we've also got an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a three-quarter day trip aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, who just still in the middle of November has just been consistently...
Unbelievable.
I mean,
yellowtail
just
fishing.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. So an awesome opportunity to go fishing with Captain Ryan Bostian and all the boys on the San Diego, Captain Taro. They've just been making it happen trip after trip after trip. So your opportunity to go on that great three-quarter day trip at the end of the show today. If you want to get through, one more time, 858-457-1090 or toll-free 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster so you can get those bugs in the boat. Now the Ace Line Hauler is better than ever with the Bulldog Hands-Free accessory. It pulls your hoops hands-free and even coils your line. If you're not yet on the Ace Line Hauler team, you must like sore arms.
Get the Ace Line Hauler and make lobster and crab hooping more fun and productive at selected dealers or check acelinehauler.com.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all five species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink, and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnak River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnak gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are definitely getting packed up. The only line open, if you want to get right through now, is that toll-free number, 877-792-1090. It's open right now.
All right, let's go south down to Rancho Lanero. Our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hi, Rick. Hi, Jim. Hi, Rick again.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Hi, John.
Good morning.
Everybody's here at once. That's kind of
unusual. We're talking Baja, man. Certainly one of the great places is your place, Rancho Lanero.
It sure is. Thanks, guys. You know, and it's we're slowing down. It's fall. It's definitely fall. Water temps dropping 80 to 82 degrees, and which is good. I think we're going to have a more normal winter than we had last year, not the huge El Nino. Hopefully, anyway, because the water's cooling down now, and once it gets in the 70s and all that, I'll be a happy camper. And that's turning right around the corner, like I say, just off of Pescadero and north, that it's already in the 70s, so it's cooling down. Still good fishing. You know, we're sending out a few boats, probably sent out 7 boats all week, something like that. But those that are going out are catching the billfish, you know. The billfish have been around all year, a good striped marlin bite and sailfish as well. From La Rivera south, off of Punta Colorado, off the banks out there in the front are still producing. They had a big blue on day before yesterday and couldn't – had them on for about an hour and a half and lost them. So there are a few blues around too. What's really interesting is Dorado. You know, all year long we haven't had much Dorado bite. It has not been great, as we all know. And here, all of a sudden here they show up, a lot of 20, 30-pounders, mostly females, mixed with a few males, but all big females, which is a good thing. And the same areas of the marlin, so they're picking up a few of those. So those that are going out this past week have done pretty darn well. But inside, a lot of Sierra early in the morning, you know, first light, lots and lots of Sierra, and small rooster fish off the lighthouse. So, but it's cooler now, you know, guys, it's cooler in the morning. It's a light jacket in the morning, and it's nice. It's season's changing for sure.
Yeah, a little different, but still a beautiful place to go. And how long is the resort going to be open, John?
We're open to the end of the month, and then we close December 1st. So if you're going to come down now. Like I say, the fish is very, very good right now, and water's still plenty warm to hold the fish, and the air's cool. The highs during the day right now are low 80s, so can't be that much different than San Diego, I guess, right now. It's pretty nice.
So you basically close for the winter, December, January, February, and then you open March 1st?
Yeah, we do. And it's, you know, it's all, everything we do is water-related, Peach, you know. And when the wind's blowing and the water's all roughed up, it's tough for the guests to have a good time. And I want my guests to enjoy their stay and have a good experience and all that, too. So it actually costs me a little bit more money, to be honest with you, to close it than to keep it open. But I'm anxious for everyone to have a good time and all that. Soon, there's actually, keep our fingers crossed, there's a golf course being built south of us.
Wow.
And when we get a real golf course in, then I'll rent some golf tours over the winter.
There you go. That's certainly a beautiful place to be. And I know, Rick, you're going to join us for our Rancho Llanero spring tournament in June. I know it's filling up quickly, and there's just a few spots left to go join us in that prime time June time frame. But anywhere in that April, May, June, my favorite times of the year, Rancho Llanero. How do we get a hold of you if we want to
thanks,
come down?
It was nice to see Rick down the last trip. So come visit us, Rick, for sure, buddy. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLlanero.com.
Yeah, Rick's a fan, right, Rick?
Absolutely, John.
Okay, buddy. We'll see
coming
you
there since the beginning.
Great.
Thanks, John.
You.
We'll talk
okay,
to you next
guys.
Week.
Talk to you soon.
All right, appreciate that very much. All right. Jim Holden, friends of Rollo. Been a busy morning already. We haven't even had a word from Jim here. Of course, Jim's the director of Friends of Rollo, and how are things going, Friends of Rollo?
Hey, things are going great guns. And I've been meeting with Rick, and we've discussing, you know, some creative ways of like planned giving, et cetera, of what we'll get into here in just a moment. But hey, I want to take an opportunity and really just educate people, you know, who are really not aware of the magnitude of Friends of Rollo and all the different landings that we serve, lake, pier events. So, as you well know, you know, it started here in San Diego, but travel with me up the coast, if you will. So, for example, these are the landings that we serve, that we send trips out on and that we sponsor. So, in San Diego, H&M, Point Loma, Fisherman's, Seaforth, and then right on up the coast, Helgrams up in Oceanside, Dana Wharf, Dana Point, Newport Landing, Davies Locker, Pier Point, 22nd Street, L.A. Harbor Sports Fishing, Berth 77, Marina Del Rey, Channel Islands, Sea Landing up in Santa Barbara, Patriot Sports Fishing in Avila, Morro Bay, Burgess Landing, Half Moon Bay, and on up to Bodega Bay.
All the way up the coast.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of landings.
Yeah.
That's a lot of trips. In addition to the trips, that like half-day trips, we do pier events. We do the Crystal Pier with Captain Ron Baker, and then Belmont Pier. And then we also do lake events. We did like Lake Poway, Irvine Lake, Mammoth, and then Chico Lake, which does the Hooked on Fishing, Not on Drugs.
Right.
Okay. So
with Steve Carson.
Yeah. Great guy.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of trips. You know, this year we've done over 70 trips.
Wow.
That's rad.
70 trips. Now, to the tune of each trip, on an average is $2,000. So that's $140,000.
Just for trips.
Just for trips.
Yeah.
That we've got to raise.
Yeah.
So as far as the importance of the value of, like, the raffles that we do at Fred Hall.
What about last weekend at
Tackle Days?
Tackle Day. Yeah,
I mean, that was fabulous, you know. Day at the Docks. We do all these events. But we've been, you know, I've been talking with Rick, and now especially this time of the year is ideal for people to take advantage of tax donations and help the program.
Let me stop you one second there. I just want to kind of give people an understanding of how important – beyond all the giving to Friends of Rollo, beyond the raffles, beyond the ticket giveaways, is what did we raise last weekend at Tackle Day? Because people may think, oh, wow, well, you raised $100,000 at Tackle, or $10,000 or $20,000.
Yeah, no, that was in the area of maybe $5,000.
Yeah, like $5,000.
Yeah.
I mean, just the trips alone cost Friends of Rollo $140,000.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot other expenses that go along with that. So to give you an idea, the raffles, the giving, that type of giving is a small part of what is needed to take kids fishing, right, Jim?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And the trips, too, we pay for the charter,
right,
the gratuity for the crew,
right,
pole rentals, and a lunch.
Right.
So it is. Yeah. It's very expensive.
Yeah.
And there are better, there's multitude of ways that people can help out. Donating tackle is, you know, we can, we can turn that equipment into dollars to help the program.
Yeah.
And we funnel all that for everyone that can donate tackle. We do that at Dana Landing.
Right.
And then we can use that at, like, you know, Day at the Docks and or, you know, turn that into funds.
Sure.
We can, like the, I say, the year-end tax donations.
And I think then, that's got to be a huge one.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's so many of us out there that, that frankly would benefit, you know, let alone the fact that it's going to what, in my opinion, is the coolest cause for money ever. It's a blanket taking kids fishing. But there's a lot of us financially that would absolutely benefit, and I'm sure Rick's going to be able to touch on that better than anybody else, from making a donation to a 501c3 charity.
Right.
And not only are you going to benefit yourself, then the much greater good, you're really benefiting an awesome, awesome cause.
Yeah, so if you had a good year and, you know, you need to give to something that is near and dear to your heart, fishing, and especially taking kids fishing. Rick, how does that work?
Well, you know, because I've learned more about Rollo and really seen what's happening with the kids, it's touched my heart, and I like what's happening and want to help people get involved in giving in ways that might be better for them and better for Rollo. And the people don't often realize that our tax system is a voluntary tax system. There's options on things you can do with your taxes. With a qualified charity like Rollo, you can avoid tax payments and make those tax dollars go to work in that Rollo specific area rather than the general pool. So generally, if you look at this time of year and you make a cash contribution, well, you get a write-off. You get to take that contribution against your taxable income. And again, I have to disclose that this is just general information. I'm not giving tax advice.
You're not a tax guy, yeah.
So you can make that cash gift and take a donation against your income. But if you have other investments or appreciated assets where somebody may be out there thinking, hey, I've got this stock and it's double, I should sell it and give half of it to Rollo. Well, that's exactly what you shouldn't do. And that's an opportunity to not pay those taxes, not pay the capital gain. Maybe give the entire stock over to Rollo, have them sell it tax-free, and get the gain that you would be paying taxes on, and you wouldn't have to pay the tax on the gain, and you would get the write-off of the donation. So that's
a way to take
a bigger dip out of the taxes.
So let's say you have a stock that you paid $50 for, and now it's at $100, and you just give that to Rollo, you would be able to write off the $100 value as a charitable donation.
Rather than selling it and netting $60 or $50 or $70, whatever your tax bracket is, and giving them that money.
Yeah.
So
wow.
That's a way to effectively channel your tax dollars to something that you can see and put your hands on.
Yeah.
Such as taking kids fishing with Rollo.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good idea.
Like you say, if you're going to pay, why not pay to something that you like? I mean, there's not one of us out there that likes paying taxes, period. Period, period. I don't care who you are. Nobody likes the fact to do it. But if you can take that edge a little bit and do it towards something you do like, how cool is that?
Yeah. And taking kids fishing. And it's not only just the kids in the neighborhood. It's also underprivileged kids now that we've rolled Fish for Life in there. You take a lot of handicapped kids out, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We take kids from all walks of life, you know.
It's awesome.
And I'll tell you, it is making a difference, and it means a lot to these kids and their families.
Right.
And you hear these stories, of like the inner city and underprivileged kids that we get out. I mean, it's just mind-boggling to think of people who live, you know, 15 miles from the coast and have never seen the ocean, never been out on a boat, you know.
Never seen a
what
dolphin.
What a life-changing experience this can be. And, you know, as of January, it was 100,000 kids that the program has served. So there's a percentage of kids that, hey, instead of joining a gang, doing drugs, or making poor choices, they've converted their passion to then fishing.
Yeah.
And so, ooh, we need help fueling this fire.
Yeah.
And, hey, with these
it's
tax...
It's a constant deal that...
You bet. And the tax, you know, deductible donations, I mean, any amount is helpful. Just think...
$100
think
or
of, think of everybody listening
whatever.
Would donate $10,
yeah.
Okay?
I mean, well, yeah.
Ooh, we would be able to serve that many more kids, you know, but whatever you're capable of helping with, please help. It would be...
So how... If somebody wants to make a donation, if somebody wants to do what Rick was talking about with a you know, capital gain stock or something like that, how would they do that? Would they just call you?
Absolutely. Call me. we're putting together a team. Rick himself is very experienced in this sector, as well as, you know, we've got a lawyer. He's got a lawyer buddy that can help out. So, I mean, we have a team. If you need a team, if you have your own team, you know, we can talk to you and put together a plan to show you some really creative ways of helping out that'll benefit the program, but also benefit you.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Great
idea.
I
love it, man. That's
like,
so
I
cool.
I like those ideas. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
Well, you got it. Absolutely every phone line plugged up. We're going to start taking phone calls right now and start it off with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Don?
So my question is for Rick. I actually have two of them. Number
Rick,
one,
there's two Ricks in the studio, so I think you're looking for Rick Jensen. Right?
Well, I know Ricky as far as for tackle information. I'm looking for financial information.
Okay.
The first question has to do with fees. What kind of fees are typically associated with a program like yours? And then the second question is, I hear about, you know, people talk about rebalancing their portfolio. What's that all about?
Well, fees in my industry range from, on the low side, 25 to 50 basis points, all the way up to over 3%. So, we try to stay towards the low end of that. And the government is getting involved in that and really helping out on the qualified plan side. So when I'm working with businesses, they're realizing that all these years they've been paying closer to the 3% mark. So why not figure out how to unwind that, lower the fees, and work with somebody who's disclosing more of that and working more in their favor.
So in that realm, I want to say there's, for those that may not understand, there's fee-based financial planners, and then there's commission-based financial planner. You're a fee-based financial planner, right?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So what's the difference?
Well, transaction-based commissions are what a lot of advisors will be involved in, and they'll make a transaction where there's either a big fee that you're paying ongoing that paid their commission, or there's a big chunk that comes out in the beginning that goes right to their commission and is less dollars that are working for you. So I'm a fee-based advisor. I'm working with you to try to maintain the balance of your investment through the most cost-effective channels. We don't want to pay any extra trading fees. We don't want to pay any extra ongoing management fees from other advisors that are involved or other money managers and mutual funds or such. So
it makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, well, we're chasing the same carrot, you know.
Yeah.
We're chasing, and we're not dragging.
You're not
acres.
Working with somebody that's selling something because they make a good commission off.
Right, and then it's a relationship. You know, it might take me 5 years to make what someone would make on a transaction in one transaction, but I expect to be with my clients, and I am with many clients that I've been with for 20 years and longer.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So on the rebalance side, what rebalancing is that if you look at what a proper portfolio allocation should be for an individual investor, say, They're younger, like Rick would be, and getting into an investment plan that's going to last 30 years. You want to stay relatively aggressive and in some instances all in stocks. So if you balance that portfolio in different stock categories, from local, small and large cap U.S. stocks to international stocks, large and small, to Asian stocks and developing markets, what happens over time is that simply if you had two different, a large and a small cap stock, and you wanted 50% in each, you go down the road and those investments have changed. Now, one of the investments has grown to where it's 60% and the other is 40%. Well, you know that you wanted to start with 50-50, so you go back to the 50-50 allocation. And what that effectively does is forces you to sell high. One of them is up at 60% and it's performed better than the one that's 40%, and buy low. The one that's at 40% has not done as well as the one at 60%, and you're buying low. So rebalancing is a big part of keeping your investment portfolio on track, and it's one of the areas where you can get creamed by cost if you're not in the right type of arrangement where the costs aren't going to stop you from being able to rebalance without paying too much money for it.
Commissions and such.
If you've got $500 in a small portfolio and you're paying $25 to make that trade to rebalance, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Does that cover it for you, Don?
It does. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Awesome. All right. Thanks a lot for the call. Good information.
Yeah. No kidding, man. And I dig this.
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it. Kenny in Hawaiian Gardens. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning, Kenny.
Hey, I had a question about Mexico, but first I wanted to give a little information about a kids' free fishing derby over here at El Dorado Park on the 21st of this month.
Nice. Cool.
Having four daughters and a new granddaughter now, it's going to be my youngest daughter's last one and my granddaughter's first one.
Wow. You know, that's rad.
Grown up fishing these derbies. It's real fun.
Good for you for taking those kids fishing.
Hey, years ago we used to go down and surf all the time down Baja here. Used to stay at San Miguel. It was a nice little bright Point Break. You guys ever go down there and surf and stuff?
Down to and just above Ensenada.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they kind of built a breakwater there and kind of messed that one up. I remember I used to go down there when I was a kid. There's still a little bit of waves down there. But, Rick, you spent a lot more time down there.
Yeah, really, when we were younger in high school and college, that whole northern Baja stuff was our weekend trips.
Yeah.
But like I said earlier, I kind of just close my eyes and reopen them once I pass Ensenada and do some stuff down there now. I guess there's a toll bridge right there now in the breakwater at San Miguel.
And the Hotel Corral's right there and stuff like that. And there's a lot of progressive changes in Baja and northern Baja there, but definitely there's still some pretty good spots.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time I drive by San Miguel, I have fond memories of surf there, and sometimes it breaks around that breakwater and goes into the inside bay. So it's still a surf spot.
There
absolutely.
You go. All right, Kenny, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the call this morning.
And hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming to you. We're going to check in with the catch reports, find out what's biting out there on a lot of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and we're talking long range, we're talking big fish,
man. You're
talking Talica 50 two-speed from Shimano.
Talica,
that is the real.
Yeah, no doubt. Talica 25, Talica 50, if you're going on a long range trip, that's it. 100-pound, 130-pound, I mean, in case of Talica 50, 100 and whatever you want, that thing's a beast.
You want.
Yeah, you know, the thing that Talica that separates them from other long-range reels is spool weight. That's the biggest thing. That's not the biggest thing, but it's a huge thing that Talica offers. The spool is physically lighter than other reels, which, one, makes it much easier for you to cast because you've got to create a lot less inertia to get that spool rolling. And then think about a sardine, this thing that only weighs a couple of ounces. When he's got a swim line, he has to turn less weight to get line off the spool.
Exactly.
Your bait looks better, it swims better, and you get bit better because of it.
It is absolutely the finest in long-range reels, the Talica 50 from Shimano. Get it at your local Shimano dealer.
My Angler H2O. I will never use that fakey fluorescent pink bait or drag my hula popper through the mud. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed stumps, rocks, and submerged station wagons. And outsmart the ravenous river otter. I will save water by taking shorter showers for higher lakes. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half. 3/4 and full day trips available. Check out the full service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, it's time to find out what's biting out there today. The Catchport, sponsored in part by the busiest people in the game, Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Hey, the long-range season is here. We've been talking about it for the last couple weeks. It's time to pre-book your processing order of Fisherman's Processing. It is so easy to do. I'm leaving on the Royal Star in a couple weeks. All to do, call down to Rosie, say, hey, I'm going on the Royal Star. I leave on this date. I want you to cut my fish. You know, I already know I like 1 pound packages for my Wahoo, my tuna. I want to have a couple of sushi blocks made. They jot the entire order down. You have to deal with nothing.
You don't even have to drag your fish around.
Dude.
They take care of everything.
You do nothing. The boat backs in. You grab your rods, you grab your gear, you throw it in a cart, you drive home, and you come down an hour later and pick up your fish. Or you can take care of shipping if you're from out of town. They'll ship it for you. They'll have it go right to your doorstep. Sometimes they'll have it go to a shipping department to save you a bunch of cash. Whatever you want to do, that's what Fisherman's Processing does. They are so amazingly accommodating, and that's why they're the best. If you want more information, friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. We're going to start up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, what is up, guys? Good morning to all of you. How you doing this morning?
We're good. We're trying to hunker down from this wind a little bit.
Dude, I know. Gosh, darn it. Yeah, well, hey, we plowed through another interesting week up here, you know, to say the least. Certainly took a pretty good hit in the water temps with, you know, things getting blown around pretty darn good for a couple days. But, you know, we still managed to get boats out and, you know, we still caught some fish. Still kind of a, I'd call it a light pulse on that deep water yellowtail up here. Tons of bait kind of moved in, primarily red crab in that zone, but, I'm sure it's frustrating the catch ratio a little bit, but some of that yellow is still kind of mixed with the rockfish. So we're kind of spending a chunk of the day kind of depending on, you know, where the tide is at on the you know, particular time of the day, looking for that fish and then, you know, kind of balancing it out and getting some rockfish on the fillet board for the passengers on those 3/4 days. Got another one of those weird, strange catch experiences on the Clemente this week. Angler fishing a cold sniper caught a small snowy grouper out there on our cod ground.
Awesome. So rad. I saw the picture of that thing. It's killer.
A snowy grouper. Yeah. Where does that come from?
It's just a Baja fish. You know, we catch them long range, you know, the ridge, things like that. But it's a rad looking fish.
Wow.
Crazy. Yep. So just another one of those head scratchers for sure. And so, you know, we'll keep boats on that stuff down there. Probably not going to happen tomorrow. We'll play that out and see what happens. But for the rest of the week for sure. And then the half day stuff still clicking pretty good. Good fun fly line calico bass fishing for the, you know, we got tons of diehard bass fishermen up here, so we're still getting on some of that. Got a beautiful load of anchovies, so that certainly played into it as well, and the water's beautiful, clean, some good current, kind of getting that half day stuff lined up real well too. And then you know, Brandon Hayward's still making his Catalina runs, loading up on his lobster limits every trip, so he's still got that going. So there's a little bit of availability with him, I think. And, of course, you know, you guys can get on a trip with us. To do that, the best thing to do is call the landing office. The number there is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And then to save a few bucks on a local trip, guys, you can link us right through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. That'll take you right over, and you can book your reservations from there.
All right, right on the front page. Click on that Dana Wharf banner, and you get that deal. Thanks a lot, Captain Brian Woolley. Hey, I'm going to have the opportunity to go out with Brandon this week. I'm pretty excited. At the end of the week, the weather's supposed to be beautiful, and going with Brandon over to catch some bugs at Catalina. And that, and he does have a few opportunities, and he's booking through you guys, right?
Yep, call the office, he can help you book, and I think he said something about he's going to have you pull all the traps by hand. He's not going to let you use the line hauler.
No. Then I'm bringing my own line hauler.
Yeah. BYO Ace?
Once you go Ace line hauler, you never go back.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Willie, thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next week.
Stay out of the wind.
Guys, take care.
Yeah,
see you,
appreciate see you, bro. Very much. All right. And that, well, we're going to hear from Gundy in a little bit, but let's talk to Scott Sherman. Maybe he's got a kayak report for us. Good morning, Sherm.
Hey guys, great show.
Thank you.
Yeah, got out on the kayak for some bugs last night. Beautiful night on the water, absolutely dead calm, no wind. And as soon as I got there, the wire on my fish finder broke, so I ended up hooping blind most of the night, but still ended up with five nice ones. So it's
nice.
Still pretty good.
Very
out there.
Cool.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, especially when you can't see the holes you're trying to drop your hoops into. You know, it was just kind of hit and miss, but knowing the area, you know, and it paid off. It was a very, very good night on the water last night.
Yeah, that's five rad. Bugs for a kayak, and this time of the year, that's a good night.
Well, you know, we talk so much about this amazing fishing, I think everybody forgets that it's bug season, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's funny.
I saw two boats the entire night last night, so it was a good night to be out on the water. And then your guest there on the financial planning, boy, did I tell you, his path sure sounds like mine. It sounds like you like mine. You know, I was getting to the point where I was spending way too much time fishing and not enough time in the office, so I had to figure out how to combine work and fishing together. It sounds like he's in the same place.
There you go. Yeah, well, being a city councilman, yeah, you gotta keep our backs going there for sure, and we sure appreciate that. But more so when you started with the Fifth Avenue Insurance, that's kind of the whole deal there, where you take care of people on their insurance needs. In fact, I renewed my policy yesterday with Fifth Avenue Insurance for my boat, and so darn reasonable. I mean, it's just amazing. You guys have the right coverage and know where to put boaters for their boating needs.
And they think of the things that you don't think about. I was working with Kimberly, and she is so awesome. And she just brings up all these things that you wouldn't think about. And she knows how to, you know, one, the tackle. Are you going to Mexico? Where are you going into Mexico? All the things that, you know, they not only shop you the best deal for insurance, but they make sure the insurance is right for you as a fisherman.
Yeah, well, with your new boat, your new Parker, you were going, well, you know, what do I do about insurance and stuff? I think it's going to cost, you know, like $1,200 or something. I said, no. You call Fifth Avenue Insurance. They take care of it. And did it cost you like about half what you thought?
Dude, that's the beauty of it, is the insurance policy is going to be less money and going to be better coverage.
Yeah.
And that's what you get from a Fifth Avenue. They know what they're doing.
That's because Sherm likes to fish, right?
That's it, exactly. And it sure helps that if you're buying insurance, it should be from somebody who knows how to fish.
That's right.
Yeah. For your boat. And then last question for your guest, Rick. On your financial planning, do you do just the financial side, or do you get into insurance products like annuities and those type of things?
You know, I'm licensed for that stuff. I'm mainly a fee-only registered investment advisor, but I do get involved in planning. I help people with their whole picture, and I'm licensed to offer those products, life insurance and annuities. If things get very complex, I pull in partners and affiliates that are very versed and focused just there, but simple annuities and that type of stuff, sure. I have a market-driven investment portfolio that I believe when you're looking at investments involving the insurance companies is one of the anchors that we don't tow a lot of times. But on the fixed side, when interest rates are better and people are just looking to enhance their income, add something to Social Security, you know, the annuity side makes sense.
Perfect.
All right, Sherm, thanks a lot. Glad you got the bugs last night. Appreciate that very much.
All right, well, let's continue with our catch report. Talk to the man, the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. Gundy, I know there was some good surf fishing, and maybe today is a day you want to take off from fishing in the surf zone.
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, we talked about this last week, how we had a little, you know, we're going to have some of these low-pressure things swing through. But the conditions are good. The water conditions are good. And like we said last week, the inshore water is cool, drawing lots of bait inside. And with that bait, it was the first good show of halibut we've had since the warm water. There's also some good Corina action this week for the guys still on it. Those fish that have been tough to hook, you know, kind of loosened up a little bit. Starting north, hook, line, sinker in Santa Barbara reported good halibut action off the graveyards up there. The fish were taking flash minnows again. Sexy smelt was the hot color. Lots of calico bass in the mix. And up and down the coast, lots of bass in shallow. Wiley's reported Uptown Derby yesterday, 1 pound, 4 ounce fish, took top on his fish, was taken on a muscle off Ventura. Guys reported more perch. Not the big ones we saw last fall, but they're getting better in the quality. Big fish reported out of Seal Beach, reported improved Corvina bite along Bolsa Chica Surfside Sunset. The guys are finding some crabs. Mussel's been a good second choice there. Real nice fish, up to 4 pounds. There's also been a lot of bait off Surfside, and the Lucky Craft guys are catching a mix of halibut, calico bass, sand bass, yellowfin croaker. Typical when fishing those bait balls, you get a mix of species.
One of the regulars dragged in a lucky craft that had a sand bass and a spotted bay bass on the same lure. So typical bait ball fishing. Hogan's reported improved corbina bite in Capo Bay, split shot lugworm, the ticket there. Pacific Coast reported several legal halibut off South Carlsbad on the big hammers, and then a 22-inch orange mouth corvina taken at the mouth of Hediondo. So as good as that hot water was offshore, this inshore, these inshore guys like to see that cooler water, like to see the bait, and with it, some excellent fishing for this time of year.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's good. Still good fishing. That an orange mouth, that's a big orange mouth, huh?
It is a big orange mouth. And, you know, Pete, we just keep seeing them crawl up the coast now, you know. We've seen them Mission Bay, and it just seems like that population is really on the rise. And those things will take those hard jerk baits. They'll take swim baits. They love the mouths of the lagoons, the mouth of the harbor, things like that. And now's a real good time to get them when you get that bait inside.
All right. Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire, thanks for that. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good week.
You too.
Thanks, Gundy. That's going to wrap up our Catch Report. When we come back, we got more phone calls coming your way. More of that great information. We do have an open phone line. Been a very busy morning. If you want to grab one of those spots, 877-792-1090. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled, deep-diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured, translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
XSPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader.
The Mighty
1090.
At Dawson & Associates Insurance Services, we recommend travel insurance for your next trip. Plans include trip cost cancellation, emergency medical evacuation, and medical expenses. For the frequent traveler going at least 100 miles from home, we have an annual plan, including foreign and domestic travel that insures every trip you make for an entire year for only $267. We guarantee the lowest prices on all our travel insurance products. Call Bob or Christy at 619-460-5615, or to view prices or apply online, visit safariglobaltravel.com. That's safariglobaltravel.com.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want. A gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Tranx, Terramar, Waxwing, Colt Sniper, Butterfly, Torium, Tiagra, and too much more from Shimano to mention. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our web specials and much more at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs, like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.